Assuming the board's move holds up in court, Democratic Senators Dave Hansen, Jim Holprin, and Robert Wirch would face recall elections, joining six Republican state senators. Democrats tried to have the recall petitions against them thrown out entirely, producing affidavits from people who said they were either misled into signing or that their signatures were forged. Board member Gerald Nickel blamed the outside firm Republicans hired to gather the recall petitions.
It's an invitation to abuse the whole system. And I think we see ripples to that effect, or maybe waves. At this point, I'm not willing to throw them all out, but I think we have to send a message.
Other board members were more cautious, saying that while they were concerned with the way these signatures were collected, they did not amount to a smoking gun. Much of the discussion centered on the petitions gathered by one woman whose work generated nearly 100 signed complaints. Board member Thomas Kane said it was one thing to throw out those signatures, but that the board should not throw out the rest of them.
No, it's fraud in many instances. I don't question that, and I certainly don't condone what you did. But I'm concerned that we start setting a precedent to strike signatures where she committed fraud, and maybe 1 out of 10 or 2 out of 10.
The board ended up tossing some signatures, but keeping most, setting a tentative recall election date for Democratic senators of July 19th. Recall elections for six Republican senators are set for July 12th, although Republicans say they plan to run spoiler candidates in Democratic primaries to delay that date. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.